From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More jobs were lost than created last month. A new Labor Department report also shows the unemployment rate held steady at 10%. From Washington, Danielle Carson has details.
The much-anticipated employment report surprised economists. They were expecting to see an increase in jobs. Instead, employers cut 85,000 last month. But that doesn't mean businesses won't start hiring again this year. Aaron Smith, an economist with Moody's.com, says one disappointing jobs report shouldn't set a trend for the rest of the year.
I think the foundation is still there for business expansion. And as long as business confidence doesn't backtrack, we should be okay as far as making progress toward a self-sustaining expansion. We shouldn't put too much stock into one report.
More than 7 million people have lost their jobs since the beginning of 2008. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a plane on Christmas Day is expected to be arraigned in a Detroit federal courtroom today. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab faces 6 charges, including an attempt to use a weapon of mass destruction. The defendant is accused of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight with nearly 300 people on board. He managed to get an explosive device on the plane despite stepped-up security after the 9/11 terror attacks. 2 more men have been arrested in connection with the government's investigation of a plot to bomb New York City. Prosecutors say the men accompanied Najibullah Zazi to Pakistan, where he allegedly received al-Qaeda training. Zazi, an airport driver from Colorado, has pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. All the suspects are in their 20s. In Iraq, a parliamentary panel has disqualified 14 political parties from running in this year's general elections, most of them Sunni Arab movements. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The Accountability and Justice Committee of the Iraqi parliament determined that the political groups had links to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Some leading Sunni politicians are on the list, including Salah al-Mutlaq, who is part of a secular alliance that poses a major challenge to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Mutlaq has said he'll appeal the ruling. Also banned is the party led by Nero Kaznazan, a Sufi leader who, in 2003, recruited informants for the CIA to help the U.S. military plan its initial precision strikes before the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Sunni Arab groups have protested the disqualifications, and independent members of the parliament have warned that it could revive sectarian violence in Iraq. General elections are scheduled for March 7th. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 30 points at 10,578. NASDAQ Composite Index up 10 points at 2310, and the S&P 500 down 1 at 1141. This is NPR News. Facing the threat of falling investment, the Ugandan government may ask the author of anti-gay legislation to withdraw the bill from Parliament. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill calls for consenting adults engaged in homosexual activity to be jailed for 7 years. It calls for gay Ugandans living abroad to be extradited and jailed. And it calls for anyone who has gay sex with someone under the age of 18 or a disabled person to face the death penalty. It also prescribes death for someone who communicates HIV through gay sex. Lawmaker David Bahati wrote the bill and received strong public support from Uganda's government and from evangelical groups in Uganda that are heavily influenced by evangelicals in the U.S. But the bill has been criticized around the world. And today, Uganda's government reported that investments for 2009 were down by more than 30% from the previous year. The Minister of State for Investment now says the government will ask Bahati to withdraw the bill. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Investigators are still trying to determine the motive behind yesterday's deadly shooting rampage in St. Louis, but they say the gunman, a 51-year-old from Webster Groves, Missouri, was involved in a lawsuit against his former employer, ABB, a manufacturing company where the violence unfolded yesterday morning. Authorities say the gunman fatally shot 3 people and seriously injured several others before he apparently took his own life. General Motors has hired a restructuring firm to begin winding down Saab operations. 2 buyout proposals to sell the Swedish carmaker have already fallen through, though GM continues to review several other bids. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.